start here. We're going to go to John chapter 14. John chapter 14. Tonight, I am going to minister to you about my very best friend. And it's not Jordan. I love you, though, honey. John 14. We're going to start in verse 15. John 14, verse 15 says, and we're going to read a little bit here, so just bear with me. We're all word people here. And I want to say this to you. The Lord has been urging me about what I told you all on Sunday about training. And so what I'm telling you tonight is probably not going to be something new to you, but I believe it's something that we have to stoke up on the inside of us for the time that we're in. Amen. We need to move further and deeper and be more purposeful and on purpose about what we're doing every single day, because we're not just called to be churchgoers. We're called to be the body of Christ. Amen. So John 14, verse 15 says, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you a little while longer, and the world will see me no more. But you will see me, because I live, and you will live also. At that day you will know me, or know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. On that scripture right there, I tell you, Pastor Nancy preached a sermon on Sunday morning at World Harvest Church. You want to hear a good message on following the love of God and keeping his commandments, and you're in for a mama whooping, that's the one for you right there. I'm all about a good mama whooping. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him. And we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while being present with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I have said to you. In this time, Jesus was their savior. He was their comforter. He was their everything. And if you look at that scripture in some other translations, it actually says, I will send you another savior. I will send you another comforter. I will send you another one. When he sent Holy Spirit, he sent the fullness of all he had been with walking amongst those people to you. The Godhead is perfect as the three. They have the Father, who's the executive. He's drawn out the plan since the beginning of the foundation of the, before the foundation of the world. He has drawn out a full expectation of what it's going to be start to finish. He provided Jesus, who is the architect. He came and walked amongst us. He came and walked and provided the perfect blueprint of exactly how we should walk it out, exactly how we should function in this earth. We talked about that on Sunday. And then he sent to you Holy Spirit, who's like the contractor. He works with you in what you're to be doing every single day right now in the earth. The Holy Spirit is often looked at as possibly just the gifts of the Spirit moving and acting, the power of him who comes and manifests himself in a meeting, the excitement, the going forth. But Holy Spirit isn't just for the church service. Holy Spirit isn't just for the gifts of the Spirit. Holy Spirit isn't just about all of the moving and doing. Those are all wonderful things that he does, and I'm not discounting that. But his purpose is so much greater than that. His purpose is so much more than just the power of the gifts of the Spirit. Amen? He is your most valuable asset and your most valuable friend. here to help you complete the work that you've been placed here for. Holy Spirit will lead you into doing exactly what the Father destined you to accomplish. Holy Spirit is not a tool. He's a person. His gifts are wonderful, but he is so much more. I read the book, Hello, Holy Spirit. Actually, I haven't read the whole book. That's a lie. I've read the first three chapters of the book, Hello, Holy Spirit, about 4 years ago. But this one part that Benny Hinn tells struck me so deeply, it changed the way that I wanted to do life. And he went to a Catherine Kuhlman meeting in Pittsburgh. And when he went there is that when he first encountered Holy Spirit in the level that he did. And he said when he walked in the meeting, his body began to shake so greatly. And he began to have such an encounter with the power of God in that building. But that isn't what changed him. He tells a story of Catherine Kuhlman being on the stage, and they say that this is the only time that they can recall that this happened with her. And she began sobbing greatly, greatly sobbing on the stage. And she began to say, please, please don't grieve the one I love. Please don't grieve the one I love. He is everything that I have. He is everything to me. He is my closest friend. He is everything to me. He is more real to me than anyone in this room. And it was her passion and her intimacy with Holy Spirit. There was such a relationship that she had with Holy Spirit. She was so moved by something that was happening in the room, not because it was distracting her, not because it was keeping her, because she was in such great relationship with Holy Spirit that she didn't want that relationship and that presence with him to be upset. She was so aware of what was happening in the Spirit of God. She didn't want that to go. And from that moment forward, I knew that there was nothing I wanted more than to know Holy Spirit in that same manner. If you look at the men and women of God, me and Jordan just bought our girls this series, God's Generals for Kids. Every single one of those that is called a God's General, you want to know what was special about them? They had a relationship with God. They had a relationship with Holy Spirit. They had a relationship to hear what he had to say, follow what he was doing. They weren't just thinking about the power that was happening. As a matter of fact, when I read John G. Lake's book, he said there was a point in time where he was able to manifest healing in the certain way. Not he, obviously, but it was presenting itself in that certain way. But he was so focused on the healing and lost focus with his relationship that actually removed from him until he was refocused to his relationship with God. And so we need to be so mindful of our relationship with him. And not that they would be drawn to us, just like John G. Lake, but that they would be drawn to Holy Spirit. When you stand up to speak to someone, when you stand up to do something, I mean, our heart shouldn't be that it would show us, but that you would seek Holy Spirit. I remember a worship leader coming and speaking to us here at the church, and she said, true worship, being a true worship leader is when you stand up and you are like a window and they see completely through you straight to God. When I minister the word, that is my heart, that it wouldn't be about me, that it would draw you closer to him. That's the whole purpose that we're here for. We are here as ambassadors for the kingdom of God. That whatever we do in life would bring glory to him. And we do that by our relationship with Holy Spirit. Amen. Holy Spirit is who welcomed us to the family. In Romans 8, 15, 16, I'm going to read it here just from my iPad. It says, for you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. Holy Spirit will assure you that you have been accepted in the family. I'm going to give you a list of things that aren't the gifts of the Spirit. not the fruit of the Spirit, not those things we normally do, but the things that Holy Spirit brings to us that are not those things. Amen? Because it is just important that we follow along in those things as it is when we follow along in the gifts of the Spirit. It's just as important for us to have that relationship manifested with us, with Him, as it is when we walk in the gifts of the Spirit. Glory to God. So Holy Spirit reveals on the inside of you the Father who dwells within you. Not as a far off Father, but as Abba, as Daddy. He comes to you and He reveals to you that it's not just about a Father who is trying to correct you and discipline you and make you follow the rules. No, He's the one who wants to seek you out and provide you everything. I remember the first time I really grabbed a hold of this, Pastor Brandon Holler, he's a pastor down in Lockhart, and he was telling a story about his daughter Morgan, and Morgan liked to go to Starbucks before school, and so she one morning comes to her dad and says, "Hey Dad, I have a whole list of orders for my friends, all of their coffee orders, so can we pick them up while they're there?" And he was like, "Okay," and she goes, he goes, "Well, I mean, are they paying, you know, for them?" And she goes, "Oh no, I told him my daddy's got it covered." That's how He reveals to us. Our daddy's got it covered. It's not about a far off Father. It's important for you to get close to Holy Spirit so you can understand that spirit of adoption. An orphan spirit runs rampant in the United States of America. And so when you get close to Holy Spirit, that revelation of who He has called you to be and who He called you in as being your daddy, becomes more real to you. Amen? The next one is Holy Spirit reveals the one who paid for our redemption. He reveals the anointed one in Jesus, the anointed one, Jesus. So, in Galatians 3:13, I'm going to turn there real quick so I don't. It's quiet tonight. Not quite as preachy as Sunday morning, so I guess I should expect the classroom effect when teaching. All right, Galatians 3:13 says, "Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law." We've been preaching about this a lot, right? "Having become a curse for us, for it is written, 'Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree,' that the blessing of Abraham might come upon him, come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith." Holy Spirit is the Spirit of promise that is talked about here. He is the one who leads us into redemption. Am I saying Jesus didn't pay for the redemption? Absolutely not. It's totally paid for, but we live in a natural world. If you were living in the fullness of your redemption right now, you'd have walked in here with loads of money in your pocket, glorified body, walking in the fullness of Jesus Christ, and no one in here would have anything going on in their body. But we are walking into the fullness of our redemption every single day. We're walking greater into our heavenly design, revealing itself in our earthly makeup every single day. Holy Spirit is who does that to us. The actual word Holy Spirit in the Aramaic is, I don't speak Aramaic, but it's Parakleta, P-A-R-A-Q-L-E-T-A. And that's made up of two words. The first one, prak, to end, finish, or to save, and the second one, Lida, the curse. And so it's a redeemer who ends the curse. Holy Spirit is a redeemer that ends the curse. Well, the curse has been paid for. We see that right here. It's been totally paid for, but He is the one who leads you into the fullness of your redemption. He's the one who you listen to in every moment of every day, walking into the fullness of redemption. You need to move into more blessing in your life. The fullness of the blessing of Abraham, where blessing, He will bless you, and multiplying, He will multiply you, being fruitful. It's by your relationship with Holy Spirit. It's following the leading on that path that He's already made a way for. It's following Holy Spirit into the fullness of that redemption in your life. Amen? So Holy Spirit comes to end the work of the curse in your life. Holy Spirit reveals to you all things that have been made available to you in His name, the name of Jesus. And in His covenant, the covenant of Jesus and the Father. Jesus and the Father made a covenant together so that we couldn't break it. The fullness is revealed as you walk with Holy Spirit. So I want to look at a few more things that Holy Spirit brings, and hopefully this just gives you a little more insight, a little more impact, a little more to keep in your arsenal of what it means when you go to Holy Spirit. Amen? So in Isaiah 11:2, we're going to turn there. Isaiah 11:2. And it says, "The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord." So I'm going to go through these. I'm going to hit through some of them really quickly, and a few of them I'll spend some time on. But the first one says the Spirit of wisdom. This is skillfulness. So Holy Spirit in Proverbs is identified as wisdom. This is skillfulness both in the artistic sense, like craftsmanship, but also in the moral sense, like skills for living correctly. Biblical wisdom unites God, the source of all understanding, with daily life, where the principles of right living are put into practice. Wisdom is what reestablished the way of life that was created in the garden. The tree of life was created to be where man would go make relationship with God to understand the wisdom of God, to know how to do life. That's why they went to the tree of life. And so when Holy Spirit came into you, He brought that wisdom with Him. The Spirit of wisdom came on the inside of you. The wisdom to do those artistic skills. The wisdom to walk through life. The wisdom to get through situations that's not available by the natural mind. It was placed on the inside of you when Holy Spirit came and dwelt with you. Amen? Revelation is given through relationship. Without Jesus and Holy Spirit, we are powerless. When you're in relationship with Him, He's able to reveal things to you that get you further along the path, that get you further down the line. Wisdom is what will get you promoted in a situation that you're not even qualified to be in. I remember sitting in some meetings with some... I was placed in like middle level management, overseeing about 13 branches of a credit union by the time I was 25. About 25. I had no idea what I was doing. I was 25. I was a young mom. I was trying to figure things out, and here I am sitting in this meeting making decisions for 800 plus million dollar company, and I'm in here making decisions over 13 branches. And you know who they asked? This girl. Because I had the wisdom to do it? Definitely not. I can promise you it had nothing to do with any kind of education that I'd had. No, it was the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will set you up with the Spirit of wisdom to have answers that you can provide that you don't even know where you came up with them. There's times when I'm preaching that I'm like, man, that was so good. I'm so glad that I got the Holy Ghost because He really makes me sound like I know a whole lot more than I know. Amen? So the second thing He says is that He provides us with the Spirit of understanding. The Spirit of understanding is different than the Spirit of wisdom, as it's intelligence, insight, skill in understanding the times, discernment, being perceptive, and having insight. Holy Spirit will enlighten things to you that you would have no other way of knowing. Discerning the times is something that is so vital in walking walking out the path of your life. I'm not even just talking about discerning the times like the last days of the last days. I'm talking about in business, discerning the times is so important. If you approach something too soon or too late, you could miss big opportunities. That's discerning the times. Discerning the times is knowing when to say something and when to keep your mouth shut. Discerning the times is knowing this is the perfect time to plug this in and it's going to go just like I go. It's going to move exactly how it needs to move. But also understanding of things that you have no way of knowing without Holy Spirit. David Barton, everyone knows who David Barton is, the lead of Wall Builders, super historian. He tells that he prayed in the Holy Ghost for years and years. And all of a sudden he got to a place where he started knowing things about history that he had no idea how he knew. And when he went to the Lord about it, he said, that's what you were praying about all those years. The Spirit of God has that on the inside of you, that you would understand and be able to give information because he has the all-knowing one on the inside of you. He's given him to you that you could have that in your walk in life, that you are equipped with not just excessive power, which is wonderful, and we're going to talk about that, not just all of the hooping and hollering and dancing and good time, which I love. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I'm saying don't lay down the rest of your arsenal for just those few things. There's so much available to you. Amen? So the next one is the Spirit of counsel. This has been such a blessing in my life. And there was a time a few years ago when I really felt like every answer that I needed, there was no one to ask. And that it wasn't... almost, and most of that was I was walking through some stuff emotionally, and so I didn't feel open to ask that. But the person who was always available for advice, the person who always had the answer, the person who always had something to do was Holy Spirit. The Spirit of counsel was always willing to listen, no matter how irrational my thinking was. Because there were times when he's like, okay, are you done? All right, then let's go ahead and work this out the right way. But he'll do that for you. He will walk you through exactly what it is that you need to do with the perfect advice, how to get through it and how to get going, how to move ahead. He is the best counselor you'll ever have. But it's a matter of you going to him and allowing him to be that for you. It's a matter of you being willing to listen, for you being willing to take the advice that he has, for you hearing what he has to say and walking and moving in those things. Amen? Holy Spirit is the counsel of a true friend. It is the agreement, plan, and purpose that results in wholeness. Holy Spirit always has your best interest in mind. And knows the future, your specific future. That Psalms 139, that your destiny has already been written from the beginning to the end, he's already seen the end. He can already lead you into the fullness of who you're called to be because he's already been there. He already knows how to walk you through it exactly like you need to with the people that you need to, knowing take them with you, don't take them with you, do this, don't do that. He knows all of that and can counsel you into the fullness therein. Now, this is the one that we all like, and that is the Spirit of might. This is the one that everyone gets all pumped up and excited about, and me too. I went and ministered in Buda, I guess, just over a month ago, and this was really what they were focusing on was Ephesians 1:19. And it talks about the Spirit of might. Also, Ephesians 6 talks about the Spirit of might. And I'll get riled up for y'all for a minute just so we can have a good time with it. Amen. So it says that the very power of God that was given that raised Jesus Christ from the dead lives on the inside of you. This power isn't just like a little light switch. This power is a force of nature, like a hurricane or a tornado that has been bottled up and placed on the inside of you. Like you are a cup and the fullness thereof of that same power that raised Jesus from the dead resides on the inside of you. That same power that can set people totally free and set demons on the run was placed on the inside of you. That same thing that changes a full atmosphere, the example I gave them down in at Resonate, because I was talking to kids, was like Elsa can walk into a room and change it from summer to an ice storm. That same power changes the entire atmosphere just by what's happening by that force of nature. That force of nature is like an advancing army coming on the scene, taking over, and that dwells inside of you. That is the spirit of might. That power that is moving and going is what is placed inside of you. Along with all of those other things, this is another one of those things. Amen? So it's a supernatural superhero force. That's what I wrote. Pew, pew. You know, sometimes when I get to ministering in the power of God, I really feel like I could do some ninja kicks or something. It probably would look, it reminds me of that kick Casey did, when he was here. You remember that? It was good. Patty actually took a video of it, so I have that prophecy not just by voice, but I have a video of it, and I really prefer the video, because who doesn't like seeing somebody do a ninja kick? Maybe it's just me. Here you go. There. All right, back to it. We only have two more, and then we will be, one more. One more, and we'll be all finished here. The spirit of knowledge. This is knowing, understanding, intelligence, wisdom, discernment, and skill. It sounds a whole lot like the others, but the first mention of this Hebrew word know is in Genesis 2:9. Talking about the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. In the garden, the tree of knowledge was to be set apart as the tithe. Not because God didn't want us to know things, but because God never intended for man to covet knowledge apart from relationship to him. Knowledge can be something that causes you to get a big head and do nothing. When I first, graduated high school, college was like, you have to do it, you have to do it, you have to do it, you have to do it. And I did it, and I did it, and I did it. Three times. And you know what I got from it? Nothing. Well, I mean, I got a piece of paper, but I have some paper up here too that does a whole lot more for me, okay? Now, I'm not saying that that's bad, but I'm saying the plan of God for your life, then receiving the knowledge that he leads you to, is when you have success. When you try to do something without God, it's going to bring it to a disappointing end. You see, when God put that tree in there, he put it in there so that man had an option to do it with him or without him. They could come to the tree of life and receive that wisdom. They could go to that tree of life and understand through relationship. That's why now we have the true vine with the branch. And when you are in life union with him, then you receive. You see, when Jesus came, the gates that once kept us away from that tree of life were removed. The door was open. The door was open that we could go to that tree of life, and now we aren't just going to go and eat from it. We can connect ourselves to it. And if it's, I don't know about you, I'm going to just go ahead and wrap myself fully around it. I'm going to be like that great van taking out that fence. Just get me as close as you can, as many ways as you can. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is the most important thing to me. And his access to that tree of life is what's going to change my life. And his access to that tree of life with me is what's going to change someone else's life. He's given you access to the fullness of knowledge, but it's with relationship with him and the Holy Spirit dwelling within. Amen? Holy Spirit is all-knowing. He knows the deep things of God. He reveals the intimacy of the relationship and revelation between the true vine and you as the branch. Getting to know the deep things of God is known through your relationship with Holy Spirit. But it has to be a relationship. It can't just be someone you visit on Sundays and Wednesdays. And I'm looking for a room through a room full of people. I still don't think I said that right. I'm looking at a room full of people that I'm sure don't just visit him on Sundays and Wednesdays. But I remember a time in my life where I would get to the end of my workday and think, did I talk to Holy Spirit today? Did I? Now, it's a little bit different now because my pace is a little bit different. But what are we doing with our time? How often are we checking in? Are we only visiting in the morning and then we forget all day till we get home? Are we using him in every moment of every day with these things that he's made available to us? You see, it's not all about just the power that happens here Sunday morning. It's about every moment of every day having wisdom and counsel and knowledge and understanding available to you at all times, all throughout the day. Amen? Holy Spirit was given to us that eternal life, our eternal redemption would be fulfilled, that we would intimately know in an ever greater way to know the Father and the Son. He was given to us that forever and ever we would always know. There's never going to be a point where you know everything there's to know about the Father. It's not going to happen. And I was thinking about today, even if it got to a point where someone at some point got close to knowing everything, he's the creator. He'd probably just create something else. I mean, why not, right? I mean, the universe is expanding at speeds that who knows how long it would take to find all that out just alone. He's made so much available to you. It says in the beginning of John 14 that there are many mansions that he's made. If it were not so, he would tell you. That mansions isn't talking about just your house in heaven. It's talking about the dimensions of God that are on the inside of you through your relationship with Holy Spirit. It's about you going places with him. His eternal life that he died for was that you would know and experience him. Know and experience. That means it's not a knowledge thing. It's what are you going to do? I mean, you really think that the enemy came up with the idea of hallucinations and all that stuff all on his own? I don't believe that Jesus causes you to hallucinate, but I believe he takes you to places and different destinations where you see things in the Spirit of God that are way further than anything the enemy could ever do by a lie. You want to go to those deep places with God? You get to know the Holy Spirit. You want to go to deeper places in the realm of heaven? You get to know the Holy Spirit. You want to be able to pray out those secrets in the room that change governmental laws? You get to know the Holy Spirit. You want to be able to make an impact in your children's life? You know the Holy Spirit. You want to be able to make an impact in your family's life? You know the Holy Spirit. The deeper things of God are found in your relationship with the Holy Spirit. The deeper your relationship grows with Holy Spirit, the more powerfully you are able to move with him and his power. As we move more deeply into what he has led us into and shown us, the more we are able to tune in with what he is doing and what he is saying. The word says that mature sons and daughters of God move by the impulses of Holy Spirit. That means they're no longer waiting on exactly, I need to hear three times what the Holy Spirit is saying. No, the impulse alone is enough because they are so sensitive to what he is doing that they're able to move. Pastor Nancy just told in that message I told you about from Sunday that there was someone, a minister, who when Dr. Dufresne moved to heaven, that they sent her $100,000. Because that's what they felt led to do. What was the word? Impression. They felt the impression, I need to send $100,000. Jordan goes, I bet that was Kenneth Copeland. I bet it was Brother Copeland too. Why? Because he's so in tune with Holy Spirit, he doesn't have to wait for him to just speak it all out three times. He knows by the impression of Holy Spirit, this is what we're going to do. This is where we're going to move. This is how we're going to go. This is how we're going to navigate through. Amen? So Jesus gave us Holy Spirit so that we could have someone who could always be with us. Someone to be our covenant friend. Jesus gave us Holy Spirit to be like Catherine Kuhlman. He's our everything. He reveals the one who did everything for us and the one who created us and gave up everything for us. Holy Spirit has the answer you need for tonight. He has the answer you need for tomorrow. And he has the answer that moves you into the next step of your path. Amen. So I know this wasn't a shout down the house preaching message like on Sunday, but these are the things that equip you and train you to move further into the things of God. These are the things that move you and equip you to step out into those places. Because if we're only taking things based on reaction, if we're only taking things based on the excitement of it, then we're moving like the world. The navigation process of Holy Spirit is to understand that he has provided such wisdom, such insight, such understanding for you that we move at a higher level than the world. Amen? So, Father, we thank you that today your Holy Spirit is our everything. We thank you, Lord, that your blessing is upon this house. Your blessing is upon these people. And we thank you, Lord, for those who are longing for a deeper relationship with you. Father, I thank you that there is an encounter tonight. I thank you, Lord, that there is an encounter as they're here in this building. There's an encounter as they drive home. There's an encounter as they go to sleep tonight. Father, I thank you, Lord, that they are just overwhelmed with the goodness that comes in your presence. They're overwhelmed with the goodness that comes with your love, but they're overwhelmed by Holy Spirit. That relationship goes to a greater level tonight. I thank you for it, Lord. I thank you for it, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that your Holy Spirit is working right now in their households. I thank you, Lord, that your Holy Spirit is working right now in that situation, that they hear the wisdom they need to hear to move into that next place. Father, I thank you that they hear the wisdom they need to hear to move into that business deal. They hear the wisdom they need to hear to step into that place that you've called them to. Father, I thank you that your wisdom is manifesting right now here in this room. Father, I thank you. Your wisdom is manifesting. Ideas are dropping down. That it is your wisdom. It is your Holy Spirit that provides ideas of inventions. It provides the witty inventions that are mentioned in Proverbs 8. I thank you, Lord, that Holy Spirit is the one who provides the million-dollar ideas that provide access. He's the one who provides the doors to open. He's the one that provides the words for you to speak to grant you favor to that client. He's the one who gives you the access because he is the one who is working with us on behalf of the Father and on behalf of Jesus. Father, I thank you that he is working with us and making us to know all that we need to walk in tonight. I thank you, Lord, that when we leave this building, we don't leave the same. I thank you, Lord, that we just know more because of you, not separate from you, but because of you. I thank you, Lord, that our words are weighty and heavy because we honor your Holy Spirit. I thank you, Lord, that our words make impact into people's lives because we believe you are who you say you are and you will do what you say you will do. I thank you, Lord, that every single person in this room will not go to the world for an answer another day, Father, but they come directly to you, hearing your voice and hearing what it is that you have for them to do because you have the answer. We thank you for it, Lord. In Jesus' name, we bless you and we praise you. And we thank you, Lord, that your goodness is in this place. We thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just see in the spirit that there's some people, and I keep going to this place, but I really feel wisdom is where it's at. And that one key point where the Holy Spirit, well, I said with the Holy Spirit that revelation comes through relationship. That I see wisdom almost sitting like a jar on the shelf, and you've just left it there. It's just like a jar on the shelf. And so I just say, Father, we take that jar and we open it up and we hear what it is that you have for us. That there have been business ideas that have just been left on the shelf. There's been inventions that have just been left on the shelf. That there's been things that will give you such greater access to where you're trying to go if you would just pull that wisdom off the shelf and use it. And so, Father, we thank you that we take time to spend time with you. That's how relationship is built. That's what you value, is the time that we spend with you. So, Lord, we choose to do that this week in Jesus' name. We thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.